This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is trucks going rogue. I mean, these trucks are out of control. I don't know if you heard Jake Tapper, but he was breaking it down. The weight of the truck, the front axle, the rear axle, how you can rent these trucks, how people are now thinking about making it tougher to rent these trucks. I'm just waiting for these anti-gun lobbies to be outside of Home Depot. I'm sure they're planning it to be outside of Home Depot chanting no more trucks. So I'm just waiting for that because obviously, folks, what we have here is we've got rogue trucks. In fact, we've got 30 plus rogue trucks in the last couple years, and it doesn't matter who's driving the truck. What kind of racist are you to even ask that question? And I'm starting to think that these trucks are actually the ones shouting Allahu Akbar. I don't even think it's the people inside. So we've got rogue trucks, folks. They're running out of control. I heard it on CNN. And Allahu Akbar is actually a beautiful thing. Okay? And the trucks are the ones that are the problem here. Not the Allahu Akbar radical Islamic terrorists. No, no. Of course, this is what you would think if you listened to Jake Fopper, excuse me, Fake Tapper, my bad, Jake Tapper. Wow. Welcome into the Alex Jones Show, folks. It's amazing. Here we are. So much news, and the news is so big, and the news is so frequent, that the biggest news every day becomes a back page story the next day. The Las Vegas massacre cover-up, nothing. The JFK files being declassified. Hitler still alive. All the history textbooks we lied to us. I was lied to my entire life about JFK, knowingly by my government. I was lied to my entire life about Hitler, knowingly by my government. And that's just a non-story now because you've got another radical truck running people down in the streets. Folks, I'm Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today, but do not be afraid because we have a ton of great guests today. We will be hearing from Alex Jones in the next segment. And then David Knight will be joining me in studio. Paul Joseph Watson will be Skyping in from Europe where the trucks are out of control in Europe, folks. We got to do something about these trucks before they make it here. Leanne McAdoo will be in studio with me at 1. Roger Stone joins me at 1:30. And then from NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rappaport takes over in the fourth hour. There is a little bit of intrigue, actually, right now surrounding this terrorist attack in New York. No, it wasn't a truck that's guilty. It was another radical Islamic terrorist. Now, the wife is saying she's shocked. Neighbors are saying the family was acting very mysterious. So you wonder what she actually knew, how much they knew at the mosque. Then you got this story. I totally get what he did. Mosque goer who knew terror truck driver rails against President Bush's Middle East policy. And this is actually the funny thing. This is where the radical Islamic terrorist and the radical left actually see eye to eye. But the funny thing is the people that don't like President Bush's Middle East policy, I'm one of them. The people on the left, though, don't have the common sense, don't have the logic to realize, hey, there's people in those countries that don't like President Bush's Middle East policy either that might want to come here and kill me. Well, you just experienced another one of them in New York. So will the political left wake up to the fact that, yes, our Middle East policy pisses these people off and makes them want to come here and murder us. And it's not virtue to want to bring them here and die. Okay? That's ignorant. That's stupid. That's a moron. That's an idiot. You can go on. And then, I mean, it's honestly, it's really the religion of Islam is really so peaceful that now in Egypt, they're saying it's okay to just rape girls. It's a national duty, in fact. That's on InfoWars.com. Don't go anywhere. Alex Jones on the other side of this break.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My fellow humans that want basic freedom and liberty and don't want psychopaths ruling our planet, we are entering the core of the fight now. As we pointed out, the pedophile scandals were set to break in the last year in Hollywood. That dam is breaking. Trump is delivering, turning good law enforcement loose on these rings. The pedophile rings form the governance system of these networks and are the heart of their blackmail operation. Just like regular gangs go out and rob liquor stores to prove that they're part of the gang and are now initiated into a crime so they can be compromised, it's the same way with the pedophile networks that form the heart of the EU, the UK, and the US, Canadian, Australian control grid. That cult of control is under direct assault. Now, the NFL and every other globalist organization has lined up against America and lined up against President Trump in an attempt to bully us back into submission. But as I pointed out, the revolutionary systems of mental illness that they created, the psychological warfare vats that are the colleges and mainstream media and Hollywood, if they could be contained, would begin to eat each other, would begin to turn on each other. And I've seen the signs the last 3 months of the power structure turning against the Clintons. This is absolutely critical. And we've gone over all of those developments, but the biggest one yet is on DrudgeReport.com right now from Politico. It's also on NewsWars.com. Inside Hillary Clinton's secret takeover of the DNC. Again, they call us fake news constantly because we're absolutely on target and research their actual activities. But all of you watched it as well, and many of you have more pieces of the puzzle than I do. But they stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders in scores of states that he won, from New Hampshire to California, and we even got national electors to admit on camera that it didn't matter if he won a bunch of states early on, that they would just be given to Hillary, and indeed, he would win states by 10, 15, 20 points. She would be given more delegates than he was. So now, Brazil coming out and saying that Hillary Clinton rigged the nomination process, took over the Democratic Party, and stole the election. Well, these two women act like they're best friends. They're all a bunch of psychopathic, sociopathic banshees, you know, literal harpy demons. The fact that they're turning on each other publicly shows they realize the Clintons are continuing to destroy their party at the accelerated rate. Remember, it's Brazil that went on TV and said CNN didn't give the debate questions to Hillary and lied for her, when Brazil had been involved carrying it out. So again, Podesta's in trouble. His brother's in trouble. She's in trouble. They're all in trouble. And who are they attacking? They're attacking InfoWars because they know we've got their number. Well, this is the fight I was looking for. But the fact that they're now turning on each other, just like Drudge ran our headline last week about Democratic elite turns on the Clintons, you're now seeing that manifest big time. And so you add this into the EU falling apart and Brexit and the Austrian elections going for nationalism and patriotism, and Catalan and what they're doing, and what we just saw in places like Italy with two referendums saying no to the EU expansion, and the Czech Republic vote for a patriot. I mean, this is happening. And you hear what these people are saying that are becoming presidents and prime ministers. It's like it's the Alex Jones show. Now, again, let me explain something. It's critical. I don't say that to brag. I say it so we can understand how effective all of you have been. And the fact that we're not being infiltrated by foreign governments, our ideas of Americana coming back that everybody always wanted to be part of, that everybody wanted to come here and be part of, I didn't invent this. I'm just helping with you reboot it with all the other great patriots that have helped break through the globalist wall, like Donald Trump and Matt Drudge and Sean Hannity and Stephen Bannon and the InfoWars crew and WorldNet Daily and everybody else. This has been an incredible time standing up to their bullying. The fight's only getting more intense right now, but we have turned the tide. The enemy can still reverse it, but this is a celebration. I mean, state-run Russian TV is running large clips of my show about the New World Order and the globalists and the banksters every week. That isn't Russia infiltrating us. That's Americana, baby, the same one that helped bring down the Soviet Union. I mean, just a shadow of Americana helped bring down the Levi's and Coca-Cola. That's not America. America's free market and religious freedom and being honorable, being rugged individuals. They're not infiltrating us. America is coming back worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. And when you sell Americana versus globalism, we win every time. This is a sales job, and we're selling liberty versus tyranny. So again, ultra massive story, how they rigged it, confirming everything we ever said. But again, they did it in plain view. Now continuing. They've had Newsweek, Salon, all the usual Soros mouthpieces come out and say that I lied and said that there was a full page ad in the New York Times calling for Trump's overthrow beginning November 4th. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've checked online on the New York Times site. They did run the full page ad. Again, this is about them thinking they control reality so that our forces don't get ready and aren't peacefully watching what happens. And so we're asleep on Saturday when they try to launch this thing that will go for the next few months in their own words. With top Republicans telling Roger Stone they intend to remove Trump by December. So again, it's a military tactic to announce to their forces they're going to move with violence and destabilization, but to tell us it's not happening. It's all a mind game. But we've got photos and scans of it up on InfoWars.com and at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. And that dovetails with the daily drumbeat on CNN, MSNBC, you name it. And now on InfoWars.com we have an article, Snoop Dogg, Make America Crip Again, with an image of Trump dead laying on a stretcher with a toe tag with a death stamp on it. I mean, this is just another nobody thug, wannabe tough guy that helped sell the gangster culture to black folks the last 25 years, helped put tens of millions of people in prison, total CIA operation, right out of L.A., with the crack cocaine being shipped in. It's all an absolute fact. Snoop Dogg's a prison guard to make young black people think this is cool, to lock them up. Snoop Dogg going to be wearing a giant KKK white hat, and I'm serious. It's come out, the LBJ plan to ship drugs into the black communities, get them on welfare and destroy them, and then have all this gangster culture sold by the 80s and 90s to totally destroy black people. And now that's been a beta test. They're doing it to everybody else, using the weaponized fake gangster black culture. What a piece of garbage. But that feeds into all this kill Trump constant garbage and trying to push a race war, and Clarence Thomas coming out and saying he doesn't even recognize America with the incredible division. That's how globalists bring a country down, ladies and gentlemen. But the good news is Trump is getting ready to move with antitrust against Google and others for their censorship and Facebook and Twitter. They've been doing it in triplicate. I'm not defending AT&T and Time Warner. I can't stand Time Warner. They're globalists. But the Justice Department, not even Trump controlling it, has been going after and is now talking about an antitrust suit or a breakup of those companies or not letting them merge when they have not one half the power of Google alone. I mean, Google has 90% of internet activity and here in the U.S. And ladies and gentlemen, they already are dominating and controlling and trying to consolidate. So Google is the big one. Facebook and Twitter, they're anti-American globalist organizations that have to be brought into line and have to stop their draconian activities. Now, Owen Schroyer is hosting. David Knight's coming in at the bottom of the hour. Then we've got Paul Watson co-hosting as well. Leanne McAdoo, Roger Stone, and so much more today, right through to 6 p.m. tonight after they have the 3 hours of the War Room, and then back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with David Knight. We're going to be covering Saturday, starting in the afternoon, right through to 8 o'clock, the November 4th launch of their violent revolution and their, quote, overthrow of Trump, driving him out of office. That is all coming up. Infowars.com will be the tip of the spear. We'll have reporters on the ground in multiple cities, our brave, intrepid reporters, so please pray for them. But you have your eyes and ears open and document these things as well. It'd be good for you to infiltrate Antifa. If you don't look like a devil-worshipping meth head, they probably won't let you in. But the point is that you still can document it as a citizen journalist and do more important work than anybody else out there. So I salute you, and I thank you. Okay, back to Owen Schroyer, David Knight, Paul Joseph Watson, and more. I'll be back, Lord willing, in the seat tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, for the InfoWar. I salute you all. Please spread all the links and all the articles, because you are the resistance.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex right now. We're going to be stacked up with guests for the rest of the show. You're not going to want to miss it. You know, sometimes there's stories that you cover that you just don't even believe. And this would be one of them, posted on Infowars.com. Sources louder with Crowder. Rape culture. Egyptian lawyer says raping girls is a national duty. Yes, really. And just trying to recall exactly, I'm pretty sure that the new Egyptian regime was actually a regime that the United States government under Obama was influencing the change of regimes there. No problem with that, though. No American influence in that. That's perfectly fine. Only the Russians are bad. But funny, I don't see stories coming out of Russia with Russian lawyers saying raping girls is a national duty. And unfortunately, under the new Egyptian regime, they're getting more radical Islamic than they have been in the past. But this is a clip. Now, this clip is actually spoken in English, so I'm going to have to read the subtitles and translate it for you. But yes, this really happened. Egyptian lawyer says raping girls is a national duty. Are you happy when you see a girl walking down the street with half of her behind showing? Do you think that we can care about our girls? I say that when a girl walks about like that, it is a patriotic duty to sexually harass her and a national duty to rape her. It is a national duty to rape such a girl. What she allows herself to do constitutes depravity. There you go. The political left claims that they stick up for women's rights. Linda Sarsour claims that she is all about women's freedom, women's rights, women's empowerment. So I guess it's empowering in Egypt if you're a female to walk around. Whether you consider it scantily clad or not, if you're showing skin, they consider that scantily clad. And there you just heard it. You will get raped because that's what you deserve. Do you see why we can't just have open borders here, folks? Okay. Do you see why we can't have a mandated diversity program started by the Democrats, praised by Chuck Schumer, and now Donald Trump is going to end it? Do you see why? Not only do we deal with people that hate us because of the Bush regime starting a war, a nonstop, never-ending war in the Middle East, but also their culture does not fit with our culture. Think about, what do you think is going to happen if a bunch of Muslim men, radical Muslim men, Orthodox Islam, come here, are walking down the street, and then they see your young daughter and her friends wearing short skirts and halter tops and what have you. Well, in their culture, it's a national duty to rape them. And now you see why. Sweden is the rape capital of the world. It's honestly maddening. It's honestly maddening because, look at this. In fact, let's go to this right now. There is an all-out assault on men right now, folks. Okay? And not the Islamic kind. In fact, if you're a radical Islamic man, you're probably fine. But if you're a white male specifically, you're probably the bad guy. And that's what I really think all this Harvey Weinstein thing is about, to not just deflect off the pedophilia that's going on there, but also to attack men, masculinity, because you can't have a masculine man and then bully everybody. If you try to bully a group of people and there's one masculine man there, you're not going to get away with it. The bully will be shut down. But here's Michelle Obama. Nothing on Egypt, but says men are entitled and self-righteous because women protect them too much. Here's Michelle Obama.
And we want to...
In the world today, is we love our boys, and we raise our girls, you know? We raise them to be strong.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes we take care not to hurt men. And I think we pay for that a little bit. Mm. And that's a we thing because we're raising them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's powerful to have strong men, but what does that strength mean? Mm-hmm. You know, does it mean respect? Does it mean responsibility? Does it mean compassion? Or are we protecting our men too much so they feel a little entitled and a little, a little self-righteous sometimes? But that's kind of on us too, as women and mothers, you know, as we nurture men and push girls to be perfect.
Mm.
Okay, that didn't even make sense. So there's Michael Obama sitting there in a lumberjack shirt. This doesn't even make sense. See, that's what I'm telling you. They don't even, the agenda here is to constantly attack men, constantly berate men, and demonize what they're going to consider toxic masculinity, which is just any man who's not willing to get bullied, any man who's willing to stand for a cause, any man that's willing to stand for anything, really. If you can't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. So they don't want you to stand for anything, so you will fall for anything. Like, Trump-Russia collusion. Lone shooter in the JFK assassination, lone shooter in the Vegas massacre, a bunch of bull. See, they can't lie to you and beat you down into the ground under their thumb if you're masculine. No, they have to berate men and tear men down. But what is she even talking about? The reason why it makes no sense is because she's on the agenda to attack men, beat men down constantly, any angle you can find, any chance you get. So she's up here bumbling and fumbling around like some sort of jack wagon because she's not meant to make sense. It's just meant to attack men. That is the goal. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that these people, Michelle Obama's ilk, want to bring in people from radical Islamic countries. And if you don't like that, then you're a racist, even though Islam isn't a race. Yeah, there's the lumberjack Michael Obama. Just got done chopping wood, if you know what I'm saying. And she'll say nothing, though, about the rape culture that has followed multiculturalism in Sweden. She'll say nothing about the rape culture in the Islamic State of Egypt now, where a lawyer says that raping a girl is a national duty. I mean, this is sick. I'm not trying to be, again, insensitive here, but I'm sorry, but Michelle, have you seen the way your daughter behaves and dresses? What do you think would happen to her in an Islamic country? What do you think would happen to your daughters, if they are really your daughters? What do you think would happen to them if they were walking around Egypt, where they now say, if you can see their skin or they're wearing tight pants, that they should be raped, and that's a national duty? Michelle Obama's not hearing that. Men are the problem. We need to beat our men down. We can't let them grow up to be masculine. How dare a man be masculine?
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
You know, there's a couple guys here at the office that drive trucks, and I'm starting to become very afraid. I am, and I think that they need to turn their truck in for something that won't run me over in the streets like we're seeing in Europe and in the United States. Don't you dare blame radical Islam for this, okay? Because Jake Tapper will be all over you. But in the break, David and I were talking about how there is a plan to stop the free travel of the U.S. citizen essentially bring in automated cars, use all kinds of different excuses to say that you're a liability behind the wheel of a car. And now we're starting to hear stories of individuals being blocked from some of these ride services because of their politics.
Yeah, it's not just Twitter. It's not just Twitter and YouTube and Facebook where they're shutting people down. Understand that right now we're talking about them censoring free speech. And, of course, there's been interesting revelation coming out in the last couple of days as Twitter officials were talking about the Russian hacking of the election. They admitted, oh, you know, we were shutting down 50% of the tweets about Hillary. We're shutting down 25% of the tweets about Podesta's emails.
And blocking people that were tweeting about it, too.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, we know that there's political censorship going on. And as I've been talking about the effort to take away our ability to own cars, to drive them ourselves, because they want to be in control of everything in our lives. And that's a very important issue, because once they take away private ownership, once they turn us over to their corporate cronies who will own the cars and they will charge us by the mile, by the minute, they'll tax and track everything that we do.
Car, I think it's
interesting. Yeah, I think it's interesting. We see Laura Loomer now has been banned by Uber and Lyft because of something she put on Twitter. So it's come full circle. They use Twitter to, they draw you into these platforms of Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, and then they suppress any speech that they don't like. And then if you criticize Uber and Lyft, and of course, you know, whether or not you agree with what Laura Loomer said, she said, somebody needs to create a non-Islamic form of Uber or Lyft because I never want to support another Islamic immigrant driver. So what they did was they shut her off of both Uber and Lyft. Understand that when the government gets control of your mobility, and I've said this from the very beginning, it'll be either the government or it'll be their crony corporate partners that they work with, because they're working together to push this down your throat, whether you like it or not. Many people say, hey, I'm never going to have a car that drives itself, or I'm never going to buy into that. You're not going to have
trendy.
A choice.
It's trendy.
That's right. Yeah, all the stuff about, hey, you like your car, you can keep your car. You like your truck, you can keep your truck. No, no. They're pushing all this stuff,
familiar.
Just as you said, Owen. You know, they're pushing the idea that they're going to ban cars and trucks in cities. It'll be done for a variety of reasons. Right now, they're doing it across Europe because they say we got to protect you from the pollution. But it's also going to be a security measure. And then once they do that, if they don't like you, you won't be able to get a job. They will shadow ban you just like they shadow ban the hashtags. Understand, you may not even know that you've been banned. You may say, hey, you know, I called for this taxi to come pick me up, and I still haven't gotten it. I don't know really what's going on. And then, Owen, when we look at this, I don't know if you saw this report that came out. There's a married couple that said, we think that Facebook is listening to us. So they did a little bit of a test. They don't have a cat. They've never talked about cats. And so they put a thing out where for a day or two, they're talking for an entire day, they talk about cat. The cat is almost out of food. We should buy some cat food, so forth and so on. They said the next day, they started getting served ads for cat food. And so they said, we're being listened to by Facebook. And, of course, Facebook comes out and said, absolutely no way. And it's not the first time somebody has done that.
No, I have actually ran an exact same experiment with my friend where we were both in the car and driving. I don't have Facebook anymore, but he had Facebook on his phone. And we were both talking about an old, this was probably a couple years ago, we were both talking about an old high school friend of ours.
Yeah.
And we hadn't talked to this individual in years. And all of a sudden, he pops up. We finished the car ride. He pops up as a friend, possible friend, on Facebook. It just happens to pop up right there after. So we saw that and we were like, no way. So we kind of did something like these people did.
Yeah.
And again, we started talking about another person. Boom. That person popped up under the friend request. So yeah. I don't know what kind of algorithms. I mean, I haven't read I don't have Facebook, but if you read the privacy policy, probably says in there, you know, we're going to have access to your other apps.
They say they're not doing it, but the question is,
oh, they're doing
who are you going to believe, your lying eyes or this corporation that has a vested interest in this? And, of course, you can do your own experiment, just as Owen did, or just as these people did.
You'd be shocked.
To yourself, yeah. That's absolutely amazing. And, of course, here's another thing.
It's Google, too. There. Google does it, too.
Yeah, you talk about how it's, you know, years ago, Eric Schmidt said that at Google we're going to get right up to the line of creepy. Well, they've gone way beyond that many, many times. And when you look at what's happening, another good example, another big corporation, Apple, their new phone, the iPhone X, They came out, of course, it has facial recognition. They said, well, we're not going to have that data transmitted back to Apple. So all the privacy experts say, oh, good for you. You're going to keep that private. You're going to keep it on the phone. Well, you know, as William Binney has told us many times, nothing on your phone is safe. Nothing on your phone is private. And now they are admitting, it's come out, that any app developers have access to this. Even though it's stored on your phone and it's not on the cloud, an app developer can still use this and can still get all this information. So say, what difference does that make? Because, of course, it's going to be buried in the service agreements, right, Owen? They're going to say, we can have access to your biometrics.
It's a misnomer for Facebook to say, oh, we don't listen to your conversations. It's a misnomer for Apple to say, oh, we don't share your facial recognition technology with anyone. But what they do is they already have these deals. And you can actually see this in the privacy, the terms of use that you sign. They specifically say that these apps, these other apps, will be allowed access to the data that is acquired via Facebook or the facial recognition. So, technically, Facebook isn't eavesdropping. Facebook isn't listening. It's the Google app that's listening.
Right. That's
and then Facebook takes that data, puts it into their algorithms, and then produces that content for you. So
that's
it's kind of just like a pass the buck situation where there's only one or two apps that's on everyone's phone that's listening, and then all the other apps have access to that data, and you give them that access when you agree to the terms of use.
It's a shell game. It's semantics. They say, well, we're not listening, as you point out. That's why I mentioned the thing about iPhone. iPhone says, well, we're not going to have anything to do with your facial recognition data. We're not going to have anything about your biometric data. We're not going to store that. But, oh, by the way, all of our apps will have access to it, and they can do whatever they want. Now, we're trusting that these apps will ask for your permission. And, of course, you've read all of the detailed legal agreements and licensing agreements on all the apps that you've got on your phone, right?
Well, actually, there's a few that I do read, because what they do now is they have to tell you access to this, this, and this. And, of course, I still download the app. But you read it, and you're just like, yeah, I mean,
right.
it honestly...
Yeah,
you feel guilty when you say, okay, I'll download this app, even though you just said you're literally going to take all the data off of my phone. And, you know, this whole iPhone X thing to me, David, has been very strange, because Apple still is having a hard time selling the iPhone 8. They've been behind sales on the iPhone 8 since they launched that. And then they come out with the iPhone X, to me, prematurely, when they still have a stock of iPhone 8s. They don't get the immediate rush they thought. They cut their production in half. Then they sell that, and they say, oh, look at demand for the iPhone X. It's huge. It's huge. That was a whole rigged game, too, because they actually had to cut back their production. So, but I'm wondering, David, I have a conspiracy theory that Apple released the iPhone X early because they see the backlash and the awareness now that people have with the control of social media and the access to all of your personal information. And so they wanted to inject the iPhone X out into the public as soon as possible with the facial recognition technology, even though the iPhone 8 is still not selling, because they had to get that out there to the other developers. They had to get that facial recognition technology out there for everyone to have it before people hit the full panic mode, like, no, stay out of my life. I know you're breaking my constitutional rights.
Yeah, I, quite frankly, I'm not going to get involved in something that's going to collect my biometric data. And
not going to get the iPhone 10, huh?
No. You know, interestingly enough, you know, I was an engineer because I love technology, right? I always looked at it as a force for good. I don't anymore. I don't, because I see what these corporations are doing with it. I see who controls this technology. And so even though I was there on day one for the first several iPhone releases, I'm not interested anymore. Quite frankly, it's kind of become boring technology. Steve Wozniak, one of the co-founders of Apple, said, nah, he's not interested in getting another one. It's just become a maintenance cash cow for these guys.
And then, of course, it spies on you and takes your facial recognition
technology. That's the big issue. That's the big issue.
We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you're busy. The amount of lying that goes on some television news networks and in our government is honestly disgusting. For example, they are trying to paint a picture that Facebook ads were purchased to influence the election towards Donald Trump. However, strangely enough, Facebook admits that the Russian ads were actually against Donald Trump.
Ads pro-Clinton, anti-Clinton, or could you tell? Or these activities?
Viewed in the aggregate, the activity, again, really appears to address a wide range of hot-button topics and appears directed at fomenting
this is a Facebook representative
flaming discourse.
In terms of volume, again, how much volume are we talking about?
Lindsey Graham.
About approximately 90% of the volume we saw on the ad side appears to be issues-based, primarily a much smaller proportion were directed at particular candidates.
But in terms of the actual Facebook, I think somebody said 1 in 23,000. I don't know. Maybe that was another company.
Correct. So in terms of the total volume of material on the site, it's a very small percentage. We estimate that the Internet Research Agency content was approximately 0.004% of the content in newsfeed.
Well, I'm sure that really influenced the election.
So to sum this up, and I'll come back with a jihadist in round two, Russia, as a nation state, started interfering in the election cycle back in 2015.
Just saying that is fake
and
news.
They continued after the election. During the election, they were trying to create discord between Americans. Most of it directed against
crap.
Clinton. After the
All the Democrats
election,
dividing America.
Saw
not Russia.
Russian-tied groups and organizations trying to undermine President Trump's legitimacy. Is that what you saw on Facebook?
Say that's an accurate statement.
That's an accurate statement.
I'm not sure I can characterize on our network which way the...
That's a man from Google.
Thank you.
What? Okay, that was just strange. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't think... Wow. So basically, there you have it. Even though Lindsey Graham was trying to insert that idea that Russia's dividing, Russia's buying the ad, then the Facebook guy admits, like, actually it was all anti-Trump stuff. 90% of it was anti-Trump stuff. But they're not going to say that on CNN or MSNBC tonight. They're going to continue to foist upon us this false narrative that Russia was the one that influenced our election. It was all Russia, David. You don't even exist. Did you know that?
I thought it was interesting.
You didn't vote.
That's right.
You never covered a Trump rally. You don't exist.
Well, you know, it's interesting what he said was, it was 0.004%. In other words, 0.004 of a percent. That's cutting it pretty small, isn't it? And it's coming from... These are ads that they purchased, and of course they've now revealed that there was a Russian troll farm that was operating a page that was organizing anti-Trump rallies in New York. So yeah, it was anti-Trump, but I think this is interesting, Owen, when we look at this, he's talking about ads that were purchased, and they're saying, you know, 100,000 ads or whatever. But what we find from these hearings also is that Twitter is reporting that they automatically shut down 48% of the tweets that use the hashtag DNC leak. Now, this is in the last couple of weeks of the election. And they shut down 25% of the tweets that used hashtag Podesta emails. This is what the Twitter General Counsel Sean Edgett said in written testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. So think about this. This is something that is coming from 57,000 users posted 426,000 unique tweets containing hashtag Podesta emails. So it's very widespread. This is not a few Russian troll farms that are buying ads with them. This is the grassroots protest, what people are really talking about on Twitter. You got 57,000 users putting up 427,000 tweets about Podesta emails, and they are algorithmically censoring this. That's what he's talking about. And then half of the tweets that are talking about the DNC leak. So this is a systemic censorship that is coming from these individuals.
I don't think people understand the seriousness of this, David, because not only are they censoring people's speech on these platforms, this is it's really like a triple-edged sword, if that's even a thing, because, A, this is where everyone goes. Everyone's on Twitter and
that's
Facebook.
Right.
It's
a de facto monopoly.
Exactly. There's no competition because, oh, wait, what happened when competition sprung up in the name of Gab? They erased Gab and they banned Gab from all app stores. So you can't get Gab on your iPhone. You can't get Gab on your Android. So you're forced to get Twitter or Facebook, where they admit they are censoring news politically based on what you're saying politically. So there is.
Think about what's going on with the Baker speech situation. Okay, free speech or whether it is freedom of religion. This is the Supreme Court case. This is about the baker who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding. And he said that violates my freedom of religion. And this was reported by USA Today. They said this is the most highly contested inflammatory case there's only been in the last several years. There's only been three topics that even come close to this kind of controversy. That's abortion, affirmative action, and Obamacare. And they've had so many briefs on both sides of this. Just in the last 2 months, they've had 100 legal briefs about this, because this is saying, no, you cannot refuse service to these people. And, of course, he's saying, well, I'm not just baking them a cake. I'm participating in their ceremony, and that's the problem that I have with it. But Twitter and Facebook and Google are just providing a service, but they are interjecting themselves into the free speech issue, even though they have a de facto monopoly. That's the issue right there. And if I just don't see how they're going to be able to continue to operate in a censorship way. Maybe with the Trump administration, we'll see that shut down. Well, it needs to be regulated standard as a monopoly, because it truly is. But these bakeries are not monopolies. They could go down the street to somebody else, but they truly do have a monopoly. But they it shows how they are have different standards. Just as you pointed about Gab, they have different standards for different people. If you are a friend of theirs, if you're part of the insider establishment, then you can do whatever you want. There's no more rules that apply to them than there are rules that apply to Hillary Clinton or to Robert Mueller. They can do whatever they want. They can set up crooked deals with Russian companies, and then they can hide that. They can obstruct justice. They can put gag orders on people, as Robert Mueller does, and then he gets appointed as the investigator of Russian collusion. I mean, this guy's just probably using his office to destroy evidence.
It'll be interesting to see what comes of that. Obviously, the swamp rat looking for the swamp rat. But here was a story that just came from CNBC today. Department of Justice reportedly considers antitrust suit to block AT&T's $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner. I'm wondering, Trump just brought in that antitrust lawyer into his administration. I'm just wondering if they really are looking at Facebook and Twitter and where their funds are going and how politically charged these individuals really are, because that to me is the real antitrust you need to look at when you can't even bring anything into the market as competition.
This has been a long time tactic. Look, when I was working with the Libertarian Party, we would go through all these hurdles that the Democrats and Republicans never had to do to get on the ballot. And they would say, oh, great, we're going to be in the debates. No, the debates are being run by a private organization. Usually it was some kind of association of the press. And they can include or exclude whoever they wish. This is a very, very old tactic of political control that the establishment has used for a long time. They're taking that same principle, and they're using it now with Google, Facebook, Twitter, all these different platforms, saying that, well, this is private, so they can do whatever they want. They can shut down your free speech. And when you think about that, when you think about the fact that they would take this away from a debate platform that's being run by the government, intentionally turn it over to a private organization so they could shut this down. And you understand how involved they were, not only in shutting down Gab, but also in terms of creating these platforms. You understand what their true purpose is.
Well, we had the Project Veritas video release come out that had the guy from YouTube and Google admitting, yeah, we censor Alex Jones. We don't want Alex Jones to show up. We can't have people looking at that. They hate us that much, and they hate free speech that much. Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating for me. I keep getting sent. Honestly, David, I don't have Facebook. I haven't had it for years. I don't want Facebook.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm so sick of Twitter now because I can't even send out a tweet without it getting censored. I had my impressions, and I still had no response from Twitter on this. I've noticed that other conservatives are now experiencing the same thing. My Twitter impressions literally got cut in half.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if you noticed that, too.
They're admitting it now because the DNC and because of Podesta emails. They're admitting that they cut them in half or a quarter, depending on the topic. They say, well, we'll take half of those out, or we'll take a quarter of those out. You don't know. You don't even know that you're being censored.
No, no, no. Right? They just delete it. Yeah. It's just like it's
exactly
gone. And then yesterday, guys, pull this up. On the War Room Twitter, I tweet out a poll. Literally, nothing insensitive. Total milquetoast poll. No race, no religion, nothing. And Twitter says it's sensitive content, David. Sensitive content.
That's right. They're very sensitive to everything, and they're watching everything you do.
Oh, but, you know, if you want to tweet about, you know, killing Donald Trump or shutting down InfoWars or killing Trump supporters, then you're A-OK. There it is. There's the poll. It's sensitive.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on on the radio ad? Does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
As most of you